This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna.
Now, anyone who has ever tried to submit plans, also rezone land or navigate Johannesburg's development approval process knows, well, it can sometimes feel like a mountain of paperwork and long waiting periods. But that's about to change. The city of Johannesburg has officially launched what's called Operation Go Green. Now, this is a major initiative aimed at digitizing land development applications, making the process faster, more transparent, and far less dependent on paper. Now, the project promises quicker turnaround times, also better communication with residents and developers, and even a smaller environmental footprint. Well, joining us now to tell us more about Operation Go Green and what this means for everyone, from homeowners to businesses and property developers, is Dean Gibb. Dean is the champion of the project and assistant director of land use planning in the city's development planning department. Dean, good afternoon to you and welcome to the Afternoon Brief.
Good afternoon, Michael. Thank you for the welcome. Good afternoon to the guests. I mean, to the to the listeners,
That's
rather.
Fine, Dean. Yeah, welcome aboard. Great to have you on board. And thanks so much for taking the time to join us to discuss Operation Go Green. Okay, so for all of us hearing it about it for the first time, what exactly is Operation Go Green and why was now the right time to launch it?
Can I thank you for the question and thank you for the opportunity to discuss this Go Green initiative. So Operation Go Green is an initiative that was started by officials from the Land Use Development Management Directorate, LUDM, which is basically the city's town planning department. Mm-hmm. And so just a quick shout out to the Go Green team. We've got Ridwan, Pumeza, Daniel, Leanne, Kireleng, Sipo, Koketso, Lara, Edward, Bandile, Glenn, Nompu, and Mpo. So we put our heads together and came up with ideas and solutions to move from a paper-based way of doing things to a digital way. So the initiative stands on four pillars, which are an online submission portal, which provides a capability for development applications to be submitted digitally, our digital invoicing system, online storage and processing of our applications on a SharePoint online site, mm-hmm. and lastly, our LUDM Connect, which are a series of query loggers which will result in accountability and higher responsiveness from the officials.
Okay, so how will this new digital system improve turnaround times compared with previous paper-based processes?
So moving away from a physical file and being dependent on a physical file, we are able to now move files instantly on this digital system.
Okay.
One massive issue that we also have with the physical files that files can go missing. They can become difficult to trace. So we just think for yourself, we are a directorate that consists of multiple units and subunits, and we are a staff complement of over 170 officials. So a file, it becomes tricky if you cannot properly trace files. So the biggest part to this project is actually the SharePoint online system that we set up, and it allows us to move these files, as I said, instantly, mm-hmm. okay. efficiently, in a digital way, and easy to search and trace files whenever we have queries on them. And the other huge benefit is that we do not need the physical files to be stored, physical space and archived, and this now all gets done digitally.
I take it this can come into play. My next question was going to, well, pose itself as a case study. Let's suppose I'm a homeowner, perhaps business owners too could relate to this. But if I'm a homeowner wanting to subdivide a property, also build additional units, or perhaps submit a planning application, what will then my experience look like compared to before?
Okay, so the greater effect of the system is more for the city officials that now have a digital way of performing tasks. The digital way of doing things allow the department to be more efficient in processing the tasks.
Okay.
But from a public point of view, It would also result in applications being able to move quicker between departments and officials. And the other part to it is the interface with our online submission platform that we introduced to allow applicants and owners and professionals to upload their applications to our online portal. There is a detailed submission manual that also explains the submission process and what developments are required, or developers and owners are required to submit as part of their submission. So this results in a higher quality of submission from the public and from our planning fraternity. That also avoids the back and forths and which causes the delays.
Sorry, Dean. I'm getting an interesting question in from one of our listeners. The question reads, it says, "Hi, Dean. Will existing application backlogs also be addressed, or does the initiative only apply to new submissions?"
Okay, so great question. It is only this. We soft piloted the system in March 2026.
Right,
and it's a system whereby we're dealing with, let's call it prospectively, and we cannot go back and digitize applications yet that have not been digitized historically, if I can put it that way.
Okay.
So it's starting this week going forward. Applications that have been submitted get uploaded to the system, and then those applications, those files are moved. The ones that are historically physical files, they still we are still dependent on the physical files in most instances. Yeah.
Let's look at the economic aspect to this situation. Now, the city says faster approvals could help also stimulate investment and job creation. Now, can you then explain to us how improving planning processes can have such a significant economic impact? You can put it that way.
Okay. Yes, this is most definitely where you look at economic development projects. They usually time sensitive and need to meet certain targets. So wherever you can streamline or improve processes, workflows, and improve quicker turnaround times, that will most definitely have an impact on projects moving forward, and which obviously result in stimulating the economy. So it's not a direct impact, but it's not directly, but it has most definitely an impact there.
Many professionals have become comfortable with the current email submission system. Now, how will the transition work, emphasis on that, and what support is available for people adapting to the new platform?
Okay, so the email system, as mentioned in our circular, will still continue. It will be phased out on a certain time, but the digital platform is being promoted, as it is a way that we also able to properly keep track of incoming applications and ensure that they don't go missing. I mean, an email can go missing or not be responded to, especially if you have a mailbox that's being looked at by a couple of individuals. And the digital way of submitting an application onto our online portal, that application cannot be ignored, because it is a application that ultimately has to move from one person to the next. So the basket, there's a basket that can be viewed. It is a more efficient way of doing things, and that's what we're promoting, trying to move away from emails that get lost and cause frustration to our public.
Funny, Dean, I must take this question from one of our listeners who wants to remain anonymous. On the question reads, well, on the basis of the hacking and scamming that we are experiencing in this day and age, what measures then are in place to ensure greater transparency and accountability throughout the approval process?
So we the whole system is using our Microsoft software, where we've got organization licensing for. We use the current Microsoft platforms, which is Power Automate, SharePoint Online, and Microsoft Forms. By integrating these platform software, we're able to we've been able to get to these solutions. So all of these packages are being protected by our organization GICT group, information technology, who have got units that protect our software and ensure that external users cannot come and hack and obtain information that they're not able to. So our GICT department has also given us the go-ahead. We have had meetings with them where the protection of our data was discussed, and they ensured that it's all according to the city's IT policies, which they protect. Yeah.
Just time for one more question, Dean, before we let you go. Yeah. Could this digital transformation now become a model for other municipal services across Johannesburg, or even other cities in the country, for that matter?
Okay, I think it's. I think the fact that we are. A team of internal officials that sat together and came up with this. I think it is important to note that it's not a service provider that was appointed and doing this, but we are busy with a project that's where service providers have been appointed, and it's much more advanced than what we're doing now. We're just smartly utilizing the information technology tools that we have at hand. And if a city doesn't have those types of tools, it's most definitely something that they can look at utilizing the way that we've been able to do so. I think, you know, it's taken a long time for us to perfect what we have, to come up with a proper system.
Sure.
So that's definitely something that can be shared outside. But yeah, just to get back to that point, we have a third party service provider that's busy developing a new online town planning application system, which will ultimately replace the system launched.
Okay.
It is a much more advanced system that we're working on. It's got automated flows. It's got user profiles. As someone from the outside, you can create a profile.
Mm-hmm.
There's escalation possibilities, and I think you know, there's much more transparency and accountability that will be experienced from the public.
Sure.
Perspective on that new system, which will be launched sometime. We don't have the exact date. I can't. It's not my project.
Okay.
I'm championing.
Okay.
So I can't give too many details about that.
Well, I suppose they can Google Operation Go Green, Dean, just to get more information on that. I guess that's the best information we can give to all listeners now. But Dean, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us and helping us understand what Operation Go Green means for Johannesburg. That was Dean Gibb, I was chatting to, champion of the project and assistant director of land use planning in the city's development planning department. And it sounds like a significant shift towards a more efficient, transparent, and environmentally responsible way of managing development applications. Dean, once again, we appreciate your time and wish you and the team everything of the best as the new system rolls out.